This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello and welcome back to your therapy guide. I'm Dr. Yadgar Fard, and today we are exploring a topic that sits right at the heart of psychological therapy. We're going to talk about Socratic questioning and reframing. If you've ever been in therapy and found yourself wondering why your therapist keeps asking questions instead of giving answers, or why changing the way you think can sometimes feel uncomfortable or even frustrating, this episode is for you. This isn't about forcing yourself to think positively or arguing with your own mind. It's about understanding how therapists work with thoughts and how this way of working can gradually support your emotion regulation and psychological flexibility. Many people notice that therapy brings their thoughts more clearly into view. You might start to recognize patterns. You might notice how quickly your mind jumps to conclusion. You might even catch yourself thinking, "Here I go again." That awareness can feel helpful, but it can also feel overwhelming. Because noticing thoughts and knowing what to do with them are not the same thing. And this is where Socratic questioning and reframing come in. In many therapies, including CBT, there is an interest in how thoughts, emotions, bodily sensations, and behaviors interact. Thoughts shape meaning. Meaning influences emotion. Emotion affects the body, and the body influences how we act. Socratic questioning is one way therapists explore thoughts. Reframing is how meaning can begin to soften and expand. Not by force, not by optimism, but by understanding. This part often feels strange. People usually come to therapy in pain, and pain wants answers. So it makes sense to expect advice. But advice keeps something very, very important. It keeps your inner world, your history, your beliefs, your nervous system, your lived experience. When a therapist asks questions, they are not testing you. They're not trying to catch you out. They're not withholding help. They're supporting a process of discovery rather than importing someone else's meaning. Because insights that emerge from you tend to last longer and feel more grounded. This questioning style is often called Socratic questioning. Despite the name, it's not confrontational. It's curious, collaborative, and paced to you. One what this can feel like from the inside. For many people, this feels awkward. You might notice long pauses. You might say, I don't know. You might feel blank. You might even feel mildly irritated. You might think, I never looked at it this way before, or that felt obvious until you asked that. That experience matters. It often means the mind has slowed down enough to step out of automatic mode. A crucial distinction. This part is very important. In therapy, emotions are not questioned. Your feelings always make sense in the context of your experiences. What is explored are the thoughts and meanings linked to those emotions. So if you feel anxious, sad, angry, or ashamed, that emotion is valid. The questioning isn't asking, should you feel this way? It's asking, what story is your mind telling that's making this feel even heavier? That distinction protects emotional safety. From questioning to reframing. With gentle exploration, questioning often leads to reframing. And reframing is often misunderstood. Reframing does not mean denying reality, minimizing pain, pretending things are fine, or forcing optimism. Reframing means expanding meaning. It allows a space for more than one explanation. The facts stay the same, but the interpretation can soften. And when meaning softens, emotional intensity often changes too. Not instantly, but gradually. Many people say reframing feels fake. That reaction is common. Threat-based thinking values certainty, clear answers, black and white conclusion. Reframing introduces flexibility, and flexibility can feel unsettling at first. That doesn't mean it's wrong. It means the nervous system is encountering something unfamiliar. Learning to hold curiosity. Often the therapist holds curiosity first. They model a way of questioning that is calm, respectful, and kind. Over time, many people notice that this curiosity starts to appear internally, not as a checklist, not as a technique, but as a pause. And that pause matters. Using Socratic questioning as an emotion regulation tool. As this process develops, Socratic questioning becomes more than a way of understanding thoughts. It becomes a way of regulating emotion. Strong emotions are often driven not only by what's happening, but by what the mind concludes is happening. Those conclusions can be fast, absolute, threat-focused. Socratic questioning slows that down, not to remove emotion, but to help the nervous system settle. Imagine anxiety suddenly rises. The thought might be, I'm going to mess this up. Rather than arguing with that thought or trying to replace it with something positive, a Socratic approach sounds more like, what am I assuming right now? Pause. Is this the only possible explanation? Pause. If a friend were in this situation, would I see it the same way? This question aren't meant to force calm. they're meant to create a space. And often, a space is what allows emotion to regulate. This part really matters. Using Socratic questioning on yourself is not about cross-examining your mind. It's not about proving thought wrong. It's not about convincing yourself you're fine. It's not about talking yourself out of feelings. It's about changing your relationship with the thought. From certainty to curiosity, that shift alone can reduce emotional intensity. Why this works over time? When the mind learns that thought can be questioned safely, it becomes less reactive, less urgent, less absolute. And when thoughts soften, the body often does too. That's why this isn't just a thinking skill, it's an emotion regulation skill. If this feels difficult, that doesn't mean something is wrong. Your thinking patterns develop for a reason, often for protection. Therapy doesn't strip those away. It works gently, with respect for why they exist. And that takes time. A note about doing this alone. When people try to question themselves without support, it can sometimes turn into self-criticism. Instead of curiosity, there is pressure. Instead of kindness, there is interrogation. That's why pacing matters and why learning this in relationship is often safer and more effective. Before we finish, I want to remind you of one important thing. Therapy isn't about getting your thought right. It's about learning to relate to them differently, with curiosity, patience, and compassion. If this part of therapy feels slow or uncomfortable, that doesn't mean it isn't working. Often it means something meaningful is happening beneath the surface. Thank you for joining me today on Your Therapy Guide. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe and share it with someone who might benefit. Until next time, stay curious, stay compassionate, and take care of yourself.